Well, haven't we had already a lot of fun with the drama? We're going to carry that on. Now, I have already this morning passed a vital message on. And what I'm going to ask is that everyone here in church can play their part, because the message will be passed to you. And if it's to get round the whole church, you have to be a vital link in the chain. That means when you hear the message, can you pass the message on? You remember that game, Chinese Whispers? It's a little bit like that. So we're going to start, that'll be starting, because we're coming to one of my favourite stories in the Bible. I don't know whether you have a favourite story in the Bible, but I certainly do. And this story on the Emmaus Road. And what's more, I've actually walked on the Emmaus Road. For me, it's a story that kind of really lives. So if you will, I want you to come back 2,000 years, travel 2,000 miles, and come again to the Emmaus Road. And we encounter two disciples who are downcast. They look glum. And what's more, they are walking away from Jerusalem. They're heading to Emmaus. And to help us tell this story, I'm going to involve you, because I've got three puzzles. And the first of the puzzles is coming up. I want you to look on the screen and see if you can work out what I am. First clue: they keep growing with age. What could they be? They keep growing with age. Second thing, is they never sleep. Keep growing, never sleep. And what is amazing is they are self-cleaning. They clean themselves. Now, have you worked out what they might be? I'm going to give you one more clue just in case. They allow us to listen to all that God has said. Okay, what could be the answer? Let's see if ears is right. Yes, it is. Our ears receive sound, and we must pay attention to others when they're speaking. We listen, don't we, to the birds. We listen to music. And of course, we listen when the Bible is being read. Now look what happened in our story. The two disciples are walking down the road and they're downcast and glum. Why? Because of all that had taken place in Jerusalem. The death of the person they were following, Jesus. All their hopes seemed to have died with him. And as they're traveling down the road, what happens? The two disciples suddenly are encountered by a third. Now, they don't recognize who that third person is. Now, what happens? They ask, well, haven't you been around? What have you been up to? Have you been living as a hermit? Haven't you heard what's happened in Jerusalem? And what happens then is that the man who is with them starts to explain that a saviour must come, he must suffer, and he must die, and that he would rise. But what was even more amazing, as they listened, this person gave the first Bible overview ever. And how did he do it? Well, he started with Genesis, I'm sure. He would have talked about the serpent and its head being crushed. He would have talked to them about Abraham and the offering of his son Isaac on the mountain. He would have reminded them how a Savior would be born in Bethlehem. He would have reminded them of that there was a servant who would suffer and die. And while this man was speaking, we're told that those two disciples, their hearts burned within them. They had real passion for God. And amazingly, Jesus still is looking for followers today. He wants people to be excited by the message. of a Savior who would come to rescue people. He wants that message to bless you and your children and your grandchildren. But the question I've got for you this morning is this. Are you ready to follow Jesus? Are you ready to follow Jesus? Here comes the second puzzle. See if you can work it out. First clue. They have the fastest muscle in the body, inside them. Second clue. They move 4.2 million times a year. They have over 2 million working parts. Now, have you worked it out? Here comes the fourth clue. We use them to look at the world God has made. Do I hear a cry there? I do. And the cry is eyes. And the eyes have it. Let's have a look. You see, in the next part of this walk, the three men walking up that Emmaus road, the disciples' eyes were opened. How were they opened? Well, as they were going on, they said, look, it's getting night time. We need to stop. They saw the light was fading. They thought, no, we need to stop and have a meal. But the stranger who was with them, who they hadn't recognized, who they didn't see and understand that it was Jesus, said, I'm going to go on. But they said, no, no, stay with us. Stay with us. And he did. And then what happened? They were at a table. And it was in the breaking of the bread. As the bread was broken. As the bread was broken, they were reminded that the Savior had died for them on the cross. They were reminded of all that had taken place just a matter of hours before in Jerusalem. A Savior loved them. And suddenly, their eyes were opened. And they realized that the one who had been talking to them on the way was indeed Jesus, the Savior. Now, I want you to recognize this morning something really important. Will you turn and just look at the person next to you for a moment? Sometimes we don't really look at people, do we? We see them, but we don't really look at them. You see, to be a believer, you needed to see and believe. Remarkably, in the New Testament, we're told time and again that the disciples saw and believed. Mary saw Jesus and she believed. John saw Jesus and believed. Peter saw Jesus and believed. These two disciples, as Jesus broke the bread, they saw and they believed. But you ask, hang on, Peter, this is 2024. How come I can't see Jesus and now believe? No, I'll tell you something. Whether you're 4, 24, or 84, we are to believe the testimony of the disciples. They saw and believed for us. We are to believe them. And that's what happened. And as we come to communion today, as the bread is broken, I want you to look around as you receive the bread and the wine. Look around because you're seeing fellow believers. But as you take the bread and the wine in, so you are reminded that you have a Savior. A Savior who loved you so much that he was willing for his body to be broken for you. We see and we believe. We see and we believe. So as you look around the world, so you'll realize that our world needs to hear good news. Here comes our third and final puzzle. How are you going to do? What am I? First clue. It contains the strongest muscle in your body. Okay? Second clue. It comes out, what comes out of it is protected by many laws in many lands right across the world. Amazingly, that, isn't it? But this is the third clue, which I have to say, it really amazed me. It's home to over 7 billion of these. I'll tell you what they are. Bacteria. Isn't that a thought, eh? 7 billion. You've got so many friends. Four, here it comes. It is used to communicate with other people and used to glorify God. Now, one of the things which you've been doing this morning is been sharing, I hope, the good news. We'll see how we've got on in a minute, how that message is moving around. You see, when the disciples heard and saw that it was Jesus and they believed, did they put their feet up? Did they think what was on TV tonight? Did they think, oh no, I'll go for a bike ride? No! They immediately got up and they headed back to Jerusalem, back to the other disciples. And when they got there, did they say, well, we had a really lovely time in Emmaus. I recommend you go there any day of the week. It's lovely, got great views. No. They had news to share. What was the news? Jesus is alive. Jesus has risen. And what's more, the other disciples, because they too had seen Jesus, were excited as well. They too were talking about Jesus. You see, God has given us ears to listen with. He's given us eyes to see. But he's given us a mouth, lips, to speak, to share the good news that the Lord has indeed risen. Wow, what fantastic news we have to share. This morning, I want to encourage you to use these three things that are here in our little text. Our ears to listen carefully to what God is saying. Use our eyes to see the world around us, the people we know and love, and the needs that they have. But also to use our mouth, our lips, our voice, to tell people the good news. Just bring up those extra captions. You see, the news is exciting, isn't it? We use our lips, our mouths to worship and to praise God. And we use it to encourage others. So let me say, take a moment now and tell the person next to you, Jesus loves you. I want no one to leave church this morning without knowing that Jesus loves you. So turn to the person next, speak to them, talk to them, tell them, Jesus loves you. So as I close, let's find out, where has the message got to? If you've heard a message this morning, it's been whispered to you, spoken to you, would you like to raise your hand? Adrian, you're right at the back, you've got a big voice. Stand up and tell me, what was the message you heard? We're going to find out what's happened.
Jesus has died and has risen.
Give him a round of applause. Fantastic. But there were people here who didn't put their hands up. Either that, they've either got arthritis in their shoulder, they can't raise their hands, or they haven't heard the news. And there are literally thousands out in Wimborne who haven't heard the news. So, as I finish, Jesus has given us ears to listen carefully to his word. Jesus has given us eyes to see his world and its many needs. And Jesus has given us a mouth to worship and praise him, and also to speak out and share his love with those around us. We want to be people who are full of new life and full life. Let's just bow our heads. I'm going to pray. Father, we thank you for those first two disciples on the Emmaus Road. We thank you, Lord, that you opened their eyes and they saw and believed. We thank you, Father, they didn't keep the good news to themselves. They rushed back to tell others. Father, we thank you that since that day, the disciples have been spreading the news, first in Jerusalem, then in Judea, Samaria, and to the whole world, and to us. So, Lord, help us not to drop the baton. Help us, Lord, to share it with friends at school, friends at college, at work. The people will see, the people we love. We thank you for these gifts of our ears, our eyes, and our mouths. May we use them in your service and for your glory. Amen.